أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهمت طائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يضرونك من شيء وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 113 of Surah An-Nisa, continuation of the incident of that person that had stolen from the Sahabi Sayyidina Rifa'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What had followed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about forgiveness. If it is hukukullah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly for forgiveness. If it is the rights of someone else, then we make good the rights of that person, or we seek forgiveness from that individual. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this actually follows from the very beginning of the address of this entire incident, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this Quran to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may adjudicate, you may judge in the matters between people as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed you. Insan generally is prone to errors, insan may make mistakes, but here is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is leading this ummah, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the course of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it was not for the fadl, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَحْمَتُهُ, and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهَمَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَن يُضِلُّكَ, then one party from amongst them had determined that they would deviate you, they would guide you astray. In other words, if we take this particular incident, there was this determined effort to misguide Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by taking the evidence of that wheat, spilling it onto the ground, leading it to the house of the Yahud, and then keeping the wheat as amanat and the weapon as amanat by the Yahud, so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be misguided, will be misled insofar as evidence is concerned. But it was the fadl, it was the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down wahi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then guided Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more importantly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being the recipient of the wahi, was able to interpret the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala according to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to interpret, and then of course Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had applied it. وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَضُرُّونَكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They would not misguide you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but themselves. If there's any misguidance, they would misguide themselves. One is, one person is misguided, and then one is a person tries to misguide someone else. And here is somebody trying to misguide the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the worst of all of it. So then they are only going to misguide themselves. And wama yadurrunaka min shay, they will not harm you in the least, but because you are being guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa anzalallahu alayka al-kitaba, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon you the kitab, that is the Quran, wal hikmata, and that is the ahadith, the way of life, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Both the Quran and the ahadith came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran came in the form of words and meaning, and the hadith came into the form of meaning into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, and it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had taught you that which you had not known. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided you through this entire process. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran upon you, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided your heart, and in this way you are not aware of this particular incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you aware of it. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, and the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you is mighty, it is great, that Allah Rabbul Izzat out of all of mankind chose you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from out of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to become the recipient of the Quran Sharif, chose you for the whole of mankind, and that your deen will remain till the day of Qiyamah. That is a great fadl and a great grace of Allah Ta'ala, that this Quran Sharif is not contaminated and the deen of Allah Ta'ala will remain uncontaminated. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.